Today is Wednesday, May 6th, and this is your weekly podcast, Verona Weekly. Before we start, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Verona Beauty. Have you ever felt that your body isn't good enough? Well, fear no more. With our brand new product featuring corsets that will shrink your waist to a record-breaking 3 inches, you too can have a stunning body. Come stop by today and use the code VERONAWEEKLY456 for 10% off all corsets and other beauty products. Now bringing you the most recent news of the incident that took place in the Capulet family tomb with one of the first responders to the scene. Today, we will explore the most exciting disaster that has happened in our fair city thus far. If you haven't heard already, two formerly feuding families are currently mourning the loss of their only children, Romeo Montague and Juliet Capulet. The two children were found dead by their families last night at 8 o'clock p.m. in the Capulet family tomb. It was said that Juliet was previously thought to be dead after poisoning herself as a revolt against her parents' wishes to marry a nobleman named Paris. Recent discoveries, however, have revealed that she was in a death-like coma due to a concoction she had taken. According to inside sources, this was all part of a scheme to get the young lovers together secretly without involvement of their families. Romeo Montague, initially banished as punishment for a fatal street fight, was planned to come back to Verona to find Juliet seemingly dead. Overcome with grief, Romeo committed suicide next to Juliet in the Capulet tomb. When Juliet awoke minutes later from her peaceful sleep to find Romeo's lifeless body, she killed herself. From these tragic events, the question arises, who is responsible for these innocent children's death? With us today is the chief watchwoman to provide her inside opinion.
Thanks for having me on your podcast. We're all in a state of shock as of last night. After I found the bodies of Juliet, Romeo, and some other weird guy, I quickly got some medical attention, but they told me there was nothing that could be done. Oopsies! Teenagers these days, so dramatic. We were all up last night cleaning up the mess. How selfish of them. With their distraught families running around, it was almost impossible to finish the job. We can all predict another funeral and more cleanup coming our way.
Wow, how traumatizing. Now, if you don't mind, we'd like to ask you a few questions.
Yeah, shoot.
Who do you think was responsible for Juliet and Romeo's deaths?
Yeah, don't tell anybody that I told you this, but I've got some tea to spill.
Please do.
So I gotta be honest, I feel like this whole thing is Rosaline's fault.
Care to elaborate?
Listen, it's obvious. If she hadn't turned Romeo down in the first place, this entire thing wouldn't have happened.
So are you saying that Rosaline's choices led to their deaths?
Well, not really. I mean, if I'm being entirely honest, some of the blame can be put on Friar Lawrence, too.
Oh, really?
I mean, as much as I'd love to hate on Rosaline, now that I think about it, Friar Lawrence is the one that created this disaster. He was the one to come up with the plan to get Juliet and Romeo together in the first place. His plan had a lot of holes in it, and that's why both of them are dead now.
We're not very informed on this plan. What exactly was his involvement in Juliet and Romeo's deaths?
Well, Friar Lawrence knew about the secret affair the entire time. I guess he wanted to end the family feud or something, and thought by getting them together he could bring peace. As you can see, he did a really great job at accomplishing that. Now, after he married Romeo and Juliet, did I mention that they were married? He helped them make a flawless plan to keep them together even after Romeo was banished.
Well, what were these flaws?
Well, he gave Juliet a potion that would make her fall asleep for 2 days in order to make everyone think that she was dead. It worked so well, in fact, that when Romeo came back, he actually thought she was dead. Friar Lawrence's plan was completely riding on the letter explaining the whole thing, reaching Romeo, but guess what? It never did. So surprising. Now Romeo is heartbroken and can't live without Juliet, so he killed himself. Once the potion wore off, Juliet found his body next to her, and she felt the same way and killed herself too. And let me reiterate, this entire thing caused a huge mess that I had to clean up. So good riddance to Friar Lawrence and Rosaline. I hope they're proud of themselves.
Well, that's all the time we have for today.
Wow, thank you, Chief Watchwoman, for shedding some light on the recent tragedy that has left all of Verona in shock. Thank you for listening to Verona Weekly. Tune in next week for an update in our city's events, and most importantly, stay safe, Verona.